don't want to chip in. Each of you.
Yeah, the one she chose was 50% more than equally reputable. Mortuary for the same service.
She signs the contract. She'll probably get stuck with it. Good show today. I'll see you tomorrow. Come back for more. Really, you can't beat the stories. I love the stories. Tomorrow, 12 to 1. Come early. Listen to me fool around with Ron Owens. This, of course, is KGO. San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Obama says, like the rest of us, he is outraged about the bonuses at AIG.
It's hard to understand how derivative traders at AIG warranted any bonuses, much less $165 million in extra pay.
AIG took $170 billion in government bailout money, and President Obama says he'll do whatever it takes to get it back. Doing that, though, could prove difficult. Carrie Leahy with Decision Economics says part of the problem is that the executives who will get all that money are the very ones who will be needed to sell off the troubled segments of AIG.
It may take a thief to know a thief, but once again, you are in a situation where some of these people who may or may not have anything to do with the problems were told a year ago they're going to receive a bonus. They have a contract that was signed by various lawyers.
Meantime, New York State officials are doing their part. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
AIG faced a deadline this hour, Sherry, to turn over the names of employees who received the $165 million in bonuses. If not, New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo said he would be prepared to issue subpoenas. AIG says it is contractually obligated to pay, but state prosecutors are investigating whether the bonuses can be voided if any of the recipients were involved in AIG's demise. Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live. The Obama administration is proposing a $15 billion package to help small businesses get loans. Under the plan, big banks who took government bailout money would have to report monthly on the loans they're handing out.
If they're loans that are going to get some help in the secondary market, they want to make sure that they're actually doing that lending. And I think it's all part of the accountability and transparency issues.
Economist Diane Swonk of Mesirow Financial in Chicago. There's word of 9 people dead in a suicide bombing near Pakistan's capital, another 18 wounded. The Dow was up most of the day today. In the past hour, it slipped down, however, ending the rally of the past 4 days. Dow down 6, Nasdaq down 20. You're listening to ABC News.
You can learn a lot about a car company just by listening to its cars. How solid it is. How efficiently it runs. How well it drives years down the road. One car company puts its quality out there every day for everyone to hear. General Motors. Because we know building quality cars is the most important thing we can do. That's why we back our cars with the best coverage in America. The 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Fully transferable limited powertrain coverage for up to 5 years or 100,000 miles. Plus, roadside assistance and courtesy transportation on most cars and light-duty trucks we sell. Confidence you can trust in a car you'll absolutely love. Want to know the kind of company GM really is? All you have to do is listen. We let our cars do the talking. To hear more about General Motors and the kinds of cars we build, visit GM.com. 5 years, 100,000 miles, whichever comes first. See dealer for warranty details.
The military says it shot down an Iranian drone over Iraqi airspace last month.
Experts say the Iranian Ababil drones are equipped with a TV camera, not weapons. John Pike of GlobalSecurity.org thinks by flying over Iraqi airspace, the Iranians may be trying to prepare for a counterstrike if the U.S. attacks Iranian nuke sites.
They have a general idea of where the Americans are because generally the American bases are too big to hide. But any military planner is going to want to have imagery to show you sort of where the camp is at the base.
The U.S. says the Iranian drone flew over Iraqi airspace for more than an hour before two American pilots shot it down. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Now on to the latest on the octuplet mom. She could be bringing two of her new babies home this week if she gets her act together.
Nadia Sullivan has been at Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and out shopping a lot while workers at her new home try to get the house ready to pass inspection by L.A. County Family Services. Crews have been painting and childproofing the home.
Anchoring furniture, window locks, stair gates, stair top and bottom.
The hospital is refusing to release the babies until Sullivan can prove she has a safe place to raise the children. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Vice President Joe Biden's 91-year-old mother is in the hospital after a fall at her home in Delaware. Jean Biden is said to be in good condition, but no word on her current condition from the hospital. This is ABC News.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO. Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at Geico, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's Geico. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. A federal judge says he won't immediately rule on a request by the state to eliminate the receiver position meant to oversee medical care in California's prison system. The governor's office says the receiver has already served its purpose. The receiver says, however, prisoners are dying through neglect at a rate of about one per week. And Oakland Unified is taking the state superintendent to court, trying to get a judge to reverse Jack O'Connell's decision to redirect nearly $500,000 to charter schools. For the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In San Jose, it's a crash. San Carlos on-ramp to northbound 880. Pothole repair, northbound 17 at Camden Avenue. Three left lanes are currently blocked. And in the maze, westbound 580 before 80 split solo crash. Through March 31st, get 0.9% APR now and 328i or 528i plus BMW will make your first two payments. Visit Bay Area BMW.com/finance today. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Well, scattered light showers throughout the rest of the afternoon. A few evening showers as well. It'll be cloudy tomorrow morning and then sunny in the afternoon. A little bit warmer, too, with highs between 60 and 65. It's 60 and mostly cloudy in San Francisco. And on your radio, it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
It's Dr. Dinadel. Welcome once again to the program. Well, we have some more information on those people who are inhaling pig brains. As you recall, this is a great... The term head table is not when you go to a conference and you get a good seat up there next to the speaker. A head table is where compressed air is used to blow the brains out of pig skulls, and evidently these slaughterhouse workers inhaled enough pulverized pig brains to develop a hitherto unknown, unforeseen neurological illness. And the breathing this fine mist of pig brain matter triggered a new type of autoimmune disease. And I got to hand it to the scientists. They figured it out. They're still doing some tests, but the workers evidently developed antibodies to pig brain. And in developing antibodies to pig brain, those antibodies must have crossed over a little and attacked the brain and nervous tissue of the patient. And that happens a lot. A lot of autoimmune disease, we think, is because of an overlap. This is why when people call me, want to boost my immune system, you don't want to boost your immune system unless you'd like, you know, pig brain disease. It happens when the body makes a specific antibody and the antibody targets this foreign protein. And by accident, I'm quoting here, it also attaches to a protein in your own body. This is, in a certain sense, collateral damage, to use a war metaphor. All right? So, once again, I got to hand it to the scientists tackling something brand new, unheard of, and they seem to have gotten to the bottom of it. This is just comes under the heading of superstition. Now, you tell me. I don't know where to draw the line on this. Here's a couple suing. They're suing the real estate agent from whom they bought the house. Because there was a murder that took place in the house. And, you know, this varies from state to state. I know in the state of California, you want to buy a house, it's a stack of paper. It's funny. Make you sign a stack 2 inches deep, but no one ever looked at the mortgage situation. You know what I mean? They got to make sure. The nonsense that comes up in buying a home these days, and I consider it nonsense because it's totally irrelevant stuff that some vocal group managed to slide in and make law because they bent the ear of a gullible legislator. Feng shui comes to mind. There was once going to be a requirement that, you know, the feng shui of the house had to be a part of it. So anyway, this is a couple of days after they move in, a neighbor says, hey, somebody was murdered there. And what about someone dying? I bought a house once. A fella died right in the bedroom. And I mean, it didn't bother me. And my question is, how far do you go? Because when it starts, you know, drifting towards superstition, do we have to yield to that kind of thinking? Because we do in everything else in our world, in our lives. we yield to this nonsense. So I'm just not sure. And they say, well, you should disclose a murder. Well, what about someone got really, really sick and died, or suspicion of murder, or someone beat the heck out of their wife in the house, or I don't know. You think. I'm thinking the slippery slope. All right. And the law in Minnesota, where this is happening, requires agents to disclose, listen to this, anything that they know of that could affect an ordinary person's use or enjoyment of the property. Right? So, that's a pretty big list. All right, let's talk about length of fingers. Another one of those studies. They've linked finger length ratios in men to sports, business, and personality traits. I don't know. This was a sports talent spotting competition, and they measured their hands. And those with longer ring fingers were faster than their competitors. A separate study of 50 financial traders, those with longer fingers made 11 times more money. Men with longer fingers are more confident, can take more risks, and make quicker decisions. You know, they're not telling me how tall these men are. They're not telling me all kinds of stuff. The theory of all this finger length stuff is that in the womb, extra testosterone in the mom might increase finger length. Now, your ring finger should be shorter than your middle finger. And it can change, by the way, in the sexes. Women's shift a little bit. And the studies are just not huge numbers of people. So I'm just not sure I'm ready to tell you that length of your fingers makes a difference. I'm not sure I can tell you the length of something else makes a difference, because I've been asked three times now in the last week to comment on this study, which you must have heard about, something here that makes a man longer that seems to work is coming out of, University of Turin, Italy. And it's an extender you wear every day for 6 months, able to increase a flaccid length by up to 32%, up to. And, is that, do men care about the flaccid length? And how do you measure that? Is it cold? Are you nervous? I just don't see this, although I can understand you have something yanking on you 5 to 8 hours a day. It's got a plastic ring and rods that produce traction, a silicone band to hold, you know, in a place while you yank on it, and you build up from 600 grams in a month up to 1,200 grams. I mean, 1,000-gram pull. Right, that's a kilo, it's 1,000 grams, so this is more, so 2.5 pounds, 3 pounds pulling on you for a year? Gentlemen, you gotta be motivated. And they're not promising you anything except an increase in flaccid length, and it probably won't last, probably snap right back. And, how this relates to, aroused length, I don't know. And they're looking for further research. But it was a legitimate study. This is not something in a late night, infomercial. All right, well, we're on a roll here. Breasts in New Zealand are getting larger. D cups and bigger, accounting for more than half of brassieres sold in New Zealand. C cups still the most popular. And I'll tell you, what they don't say here is probably what's going on. This has to do with body weight. As you gain weight, women don't just gain it in one little place. It's kind of distributed throughout the body depending upon her genes. So this is really a measure of obesity. Another study on vegetarianism and health, and it's interesting. An analysis of 52,000 men and women, those who did not eat meat had significantly fewer cancers overall than those who did. But they found a higher rate of colorectal cancer, which is supposed to be linked to eating meat. And you know, if you eat a high meat diet, you're eating a low fiber, low veggie diet. High veggie diets, low meat diets. So this is kind of tricky. What's going on here? They divided people into meat eaters, fish eaters, vegetarians, and vegans. And in general, fewer cancers than the general population among vegetarians. That's been known for a long time. Seventh-day Adventists have less cancer. The problem is it the diet or other healthy habits that go along with being a vegetarian? You less likely to find vegetarians who smoke. You're more likely to find vegetarians being health conscious. Now, I think it's a healthy way to eat. Don't get me wrong. I'm just being, you know, playing scientist here. But the real surprise in this study, which tells you be careful what you look for because you may find something you don't want to, was that vegetarianism increases colon cancer, which is the most common cancer in both sexes. So be careful. Anybody heard of these? FCC is going after some radio talk show broadcasters. They evidently have a health show called The Truth About Nutrition. Any of your local stations carry that? Nationally broadcast, hour-long, five-day-a-week, just like our program here, that three people, Burleson and Alexander and someone named Julie Lynch, or they are in deep doo-doo here. They've agreed to pay $3 million in consumer redress to settle FTC charges that they deceptively claimed their products were effective against many serious medical conditions. Their challenged products include an infrared everything sauna to dietary supplements claimed to treat and reduce the risk of cancer, AIDS, diabetes. It goes on. You know, the standard stuff. We've gotten calls from you, and I go, that's ridiculous. And maybe this is where you heard it. Maybe this is where you heard it. Radio programmers have put something like this on the air. Shame on you. Just for money? For money, you rip off your listeners and expose them to this danger? They are now prohibited from making any unsubstantiated claims about any product. The commission vote authorized the staff to file the complaint and final order, 3-1, dissenting vote cast by a commissioner who said that the monetary relief did not reflect the seriousness of the conduct involved. And they're also, their products are sold through 600 retail outlets, all of whom are engaged in the practice of ripping you off. Right? It's as big. It may not affect you the same way, but the financial crisis, as far as I'm concerned, this is the next crisis we're going to have to deal with. Let's see. Want to have some fun here? Well, I can't comment on this. This is tricky. Oxygen therapy and autism. Decompression chamber. 40 hours of hyperbaric treatment. You got to be careful. Hyperbaric oxygen has been used for a lot of things it doesn't work for. It does work for some conditions. We tried it in multiple sclerosis. We tried it in a whole bunch of things. It doesn't work. But these researchers here say that it might help improve social interaction and eye contact in autistic kids. I'd love to spend the money to find out if this is true and the money we're wasting trying to beat into people's heads that vaccines don't cause autism. Let's move on here. And in this particular study, with increased oxygen pressure, they I want to make sure they got the controls. Yes, they had a control group where they didn't increase the pressure, a placebo control. So he says the findings are going to be quite controversial, and he is surprised, and now they got to find out which kind of kids respond better, got to do bigger studies in different centers, but at least something positive and hopeful there for helping your kids. All right, I like this. The 12 most annoying habits of therapists. We were kibitzing the other day about you walk into your therapist and there's a, you know, an orange naugahyde sofa and a dead plant. What does that tell you about your therapist? Someone who's supposed to nourish your soul and help you get better. Here is the 12 most annoying habits from Psych Central founder. And I don't know. I think these are very real. Showing up late for appointments. Some therapists are consistently late. Eating in front of the client. Do you mind if I finish my lunch while we get started? No. Yes, you mind. Of course. Yawning? Not good. Not good. There are therapists who fall asleep during sessions. That's why they put you on a couch facing the other way. Too much information. Here's someone who saw a therapist who every time he saw the therapist told the client her whole life story. Long stories. Everything this guy would say triggering long stories about her, the therapist's life. Being impossible to reach by phone or email. That is not good. Becoming distracted by phones, cell phones, computers. Therapists should never accept phone calls while in session and should turn away from any other distraction, including their computer screen. Expressing racial, sexual, musical, lifestyle, or religious preferences. Therapists who spend time discussing their favorite music. Not likely helping the client. Pets are not an appropriate part, although I don't know. I used to know a therapist kept his pet in there. It seemed to calm most patients. Hugging and physical contact. You know, it's sad that this is considered verboten nowadays. Sometimes a, you know, hug can go a long way, but how do you know when it's appropriate or not appropriate? Inappropriate displays of wealth or dress. Too much jewelry or skin. Yes. A female therapist dressed to the hilt with a lot of jewelry clanking around is distracting. Clock watching. If a therapist can't figure out how to tell what time it is without turning around and craning his neck, you know, to look at a clock on the wall, not good. And then this is difficult. Excessive note-taking. Now, taking notes if necessary should be discreet. I think, to me, it's just, a lot of therapists wait till you're out and they use that 10 minutes between appointments to write down stuff. But I think you gotta take notes, at least my brain. If I were a therapist, I couldn't remember everything. So a little note taking. And I think it appears that the therapist cares. A lot of therapists don't write anything. Saw the patient today, seemed to be doing okay. Next, goodbye. So let's see here. This person says, yikes, my last therapist had seven out of 12. Here you go again. Fast food restaurants within 500 feet of a school may lead to a 5% increase in the obesity rate at the school. Now, this is conducted by economists at Columbia University, UC Berkeley. Suggesting a ban on fast foods in immediate proximity of schools could have a sizable effect. Now, they're saying could. See, politicians don't do that. Politicians are just going to start to say, oh, right? Yeah, hello, prove this. Prove this. And what other kinds of businesses are you going to look for near schools which might have subtle effects? And so move that fast food joint another 500 feet away. Oh, these kids can't find that. And every time we've done these studies, for instance, banning vending machines in schools, kids after school consume more soda. So it's interesting, the findings. I agree with you. But please, don't start suggesting we close down fast food joints because of this research. All right? Here's something important. If you, anybody you know, loved one or otherwise, you suspect might have an alcohol problem, we have now, this is great, honed it down to one single question and I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask one question, and it is deadly accurate in predicting whether you or your loved one has an alcohol problem. All right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
At Saturn, we get it, which is why we've extended our 0% APR financing or cashback offers on the 2009 View, Aura, and Outlook, including hybrids and the 2008 Astra. Available to qualified buyers. Length of contract limited. See retailer for details. Take delivery by 3/31/09.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. 1-800-664-9409.
Take a look at your calendar. Lots of important things to do, no doubt. But when you learn about the unprecedented offers just announced by BMW, you may want to rearrange a few things and head to a BMW center. For the first time ever, BMW is offering 0.9% APR on select 3 Series and 5 Series models, plus BMW will make the first two payments. While either one of these offers alone would be very compelling, together they're impossible to resist and certainly worthy of a spot on your schedule. And remember, every new BMW comes with no-cost maintenance. It can save you up to $2,300 on maintenance over our competitors, according to Edmunds.com. So carve out some time today and get to your local BMW center. These never-before offers won't last for long.
Through March 31st, get 0.9% APR on a 328i or 528i. Plus, BMW will make your first two payments. Visit BayAreaBMW.com/finance today for details.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Mike. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you very much.
I'm so interested in what I love to travel and love to eat exotic foods, but I see people eat on the Travel Channel, for instance, things that don't seem like under any circumstance they could be not only healthy but except for the natives, that they could even be tolerated. And all these people do announce that they at least do not drink the water, the local water, when they're in these obscure places around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they, or do you think they get sick?
Yeah, it's a good question.
And throw up.
Can you think of any particular food you've seen them eat that we can hone in on? Or I know the programs you mean. I watch them all the time myself, but it would be fun to pick up on something. Well, you don't have to struggle. I can address it. There are a couple of programs like that. They're absolutely fascinating. And when you travel, of course, because you have a broader palate than most people in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, have an entirely different vision of food. Most of it has to do with the psychology of it. In other words, in a place where people do not, Pick an example. Okay, so we were in Peru once with these friends that we travel with, who often, you know, are fairly conservative in their eating habits. Yet the fella, this couple, he's a photographer. Dare I say his name, give him a lot of trouble. His name's Keith Philpott, photographer in Kansas. Oh, many of you saw his, a professional photographer, saw his pictures on the Africa trip when we did West Africa. Those were his photographs. And he orders guinea pig. In Peru, this is a delicacy. It's a very common thing. You see guinea pigs skewered on a stick all over in the marketplaces. And he's sitting next to me, crunch, 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 just the little bones crunching. It's like when your cat brings in a bird or a mouse in the middle of the night, you hear that crunch, crunch. And he offered me a taste. I had no interest. Afterwards, I thought about why. Why is a cow less disgusting than a guinea pig? They're mammals. It's flesh. People all over the world eat these things. You get into bugs and really gross things. It's our perception. Anything that's alive has got protein, is a good source of protein. And let's leave flavor, texture, and all these things out because that's very individual. I have kids who won't eat tomatoes because the inside of the tomato is, you know, kind of slimy. I really never thought of that. And you'll see people's food aversions are often not rational. As far as disease goes, some of the fundamental rules having to do with organism destruction with heat are very important. Raw foods are the most risky in some countries. And cooked foods are generally going to be safe because the bacteria that cause some of these foodborne illnesses are killed relatively easily with cooking. And yeah, the water can be treacherous. But also, as you started to imply, native populations, it's different. When you go to a country where, say, traveler's diarrhea is very common, you will find it's mostly caused by an E. coli germ. You and I, our bodies are full of E. coli. That's one of the main organisms in our intestines, but it's just a little bit of a subspecies. It is not particularly a dangerous subtype of E. coli. You've heard of some kinds that can kill people in this country, right? We've had some outbreaks, not to blame other countries. But it's another subtype, and their bodies are just used to it. And when you take in a little different subspecies of E. coli, your intestinal system rebels, and it gets over it relatively quickly, right? If you ever have something like that lasting for a while, you need to, you know, speed up and go to a doctor. you know, when you get back here. So yes, native populations can adapt to things that we have a little difficulty with. So I wouldn't issue, radical foods if, you know, aesthetically they're okay, and as long as the basic stuff is there and you're an adventurous eater. And listen, that's part of traveling, is to do things you wouldn't normally do. I'm going to ask you one question. One question. And this question is the most accurate question I could ask to gauge whether you have an alcohol problem. Dr. Dean Adell here, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Mexico says it will increase tariffs on about 90 U.S. products in retaliation for last week's decision canceling a pilot program allowing some Mexican trucks to transport goods within the United States. Schwarzenegger administration says a court receivership has served its purpose and is no longer needed to improve medical care in the state's prison system. Stock market started on a high but ended the day on a low note. Dow Industrial's down just over 7 points at 7,217. NASDAQ down 27 at 1,404. And the S&P 500 down just over 3 points at 754. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting mostly cloudy with scattered light showers this afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News. Who?
Now it's important to get the most out of every dollar, including your TV. Get great entertainment for less with Dish Network. Switch to Dish Network and get over 100 of the best channels and over 50 HD channels for just $9.99 a month for 6 months. Call Dish Network at 888-DISH-755. Plus, get long-term savings with our low everyday prices. Call Dish Network and start saving today. 888-DISH-755. 888-DISH-755. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions. Apply. Call for details.
Gatos Acura. Advance to Los Gatos Acura and discover your purchasing power. It's a great time to buy, and Los Gatos Acura has precisely what you're looking for. Choose from a stunning inventory of new 2009 Acura TL, MDX, TSX, and RDXs in stock. Plus, a choice selection of pre-owned vehicles and certified pre-owned Acuras. Shop online or schedule your next service appointment at losgatosacura.com or call 1-800-NEW-ACURA. That's 1-800-NEW-ACURA to take advantage of unprecedented value and selection from Los Gatos Acura right now. Los Gatos Acura is a proud member of the Penske Automotive Group. Come to Los Gatos Acura and unleash your power today. Los Gatos Acura on Los Gatos Boulevard and online at losgatosacura.com.
Produced by Bibido Atlanta for REI. This is Spot Title Reward, Shorty National, 32nd Radio, ISKI code GREI 0031, air date 39. Today's date is February 24th, 2009.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Bring your family to the REI Member Rewards event. Join the co-op and receive an annual refund. Plus, new and existing members can save 20% on camping, hiking, backpacking, and climbing gear. Not a member? Then this is the perfect time to join. Come into an REI near you March 2nd through March 29th or shop REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. As a radio host, a Fox News Channel contributor, and a New York Times best-selling author, I've got a reputation to uphold. So when I tell you about a work-from-home opportunity, one where you can earn serious money, you know it's for real. I've been telling my audience for years about IncomeAtHome55.com. Why? Because in an economy where nearly 6 million people will lose their jobs, IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers, and they're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome55.com. Is the way real people just like you and me are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you to succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. Part-time, full-time, you decide. And listen, IncomeAtHome55.com is giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. That's www.IncomeAtHome55. That's the number 55. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. All right, this is being recommended and backed by National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. We have a terrible time screening you for alcoholism. This is our nation's number one drug problem, and it just seems as a country we'd rather focus on other problems, because this one just confronts our hypocrisy. throws it up right in our face. Here's the most dangerous drug we have, and nobody wants to deal with it, including physicians. And there are all kinds of screening instruments to find out if people are problem drinkers. Well, here you go. Here is the recommended single question they're now recommending. How many times, should I give this to you, Heather? How many times in the past year have you had, now in place of X here, the X is 5 for men and 4 for women. Let's do men. How many times in the past year have you had 5 or more drinks a day? X is 5 for men and 4 for women. While similar questions have been validated in various settings, this recommended, what they're looking at now is to adapt this version for primary care. This is for the primary care doctor. Of the participants reviewed, unhealthy alcohol use was reported by 31% of participants. 6% consumed risky amounts but did not have alcohol-related problems. All right, so some people get away with it. 13% consumed risky amounts and had problems, but no current disorder. 12% of current alcohol use disorder. The single question screen was 82% sensitive and 80% specific in the detection of unhealthy alcohol use. So not perfect, but boy, sure gets you going in the right direction. And, you know, if you stop to think about it in general, for what reason would you have 5 drinks in an evening? You know, you're purposely trying to get plastered. And I don't know, is that fun? I gotta, you know, we have to get into the whole deal here with alcohol. What point is it fun? What point you start feeling this is not so much fun? And listen, so often we go over that line, over that line. All right, let's talk to Lucy. How you doing, Lucy?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Dr. Dean. Love the show. Love, love, love. I have a question about hyperbaric treatment. And in regards to peripheral vascular disease, if I'm saying it right, my father had a non-healing serious wound by his ankle, and he did take some treatments. And I was wondering, is there any truth to it about it increasing blood flow or creating new areas?
Yes, that's considered a legitimate use of hyperbaric oxygen. And it has made a difference because some of these non-healing ulcers in people with poor vasculature in their legs, how's that wound going to get oxygen? So you put their leg, they actually have chambers where your leg is isolated or you can just crawl into the whole thing and increase, pump up the oxygen and increase the pressure. And it pumps oxygen into the tissues. It's just that we've been through so many, you know, remember Michael Jackson used to get in and had his own hyperbaric oxygen chamber because he thought it would make him younger. Well, it didn't, and there were a lot of quack uses, but there is a legitimate place, and I think that's what makes it treacherous, because you never know when a doctor proposes it. Hey, is this one of those, you know, or something else? All right, let's talk to Carl in Las Vegas. How you doing, Carl?
Pretty good, doctor. Long-time listener.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Okay, let me just give you a brief history real fast. In 2006, I had a terrible case of the shingles, and you know how bad that could be.
Yeah.
All right, so last year then, I got an itch. I thought it was jock itch. It was on my testicles. And then it jumped from there up to my left chest, around the nipple, above and below. And I went to the doctor, and she told me that it was a yeast infection. I said, okay. And she said, well, there's pills for it, but I'm not going to give them to you because it might cause you to have a problem with your liver. So since May of last year to now, off and on, like once or twice a week, I get terrible itch on my left breast and my testicle. Terrible itch.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question. When you talk about your on the breast area, is that like within a fold, or is it just right out on the surface of the skin?
It's within right out on the surface of the skin, on the top and underneath. I'm like 30, 40 pounds overweight. So
yeah.
I'm gonna fold there. It's there.
That's probably the source, Carl. You know, if I had first of all, there are types of yeast that could be another condition. Now, what we're talking here in terms of yeast, I have to assume you mean Candida, a very specific species of yeast, versus many yeast-based skin disorders that are a little bit different. And I would say with you, I would treat, I'm not sure why the doctor is going at it the way you just described. I could get rid of this in 2 days. With a topical medicine, you could do it yourself. Go into the drugstore and just talk to the pharmacist, tell them what you got going on and put it on. And then if you scrupulously keep this area dry with the medicine on it, you'll get rid of it. It thrives on areas that are moist. So that this, you know, it might be, it's definitely coming from the fold in your breast. And of course, in the groin is a lot of moisture. So it is about dryness and using a topical medicine. You wouldn't use oral medicine unless, this was occurring internally or some other place in the body. So if it's what you say and it sounds like it is, then that should be really, really simple to take care of, right? Let's talk to Joe in Monterey. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, Dr. Adele. Here's the situation. I've got a degenerated disc in my neck, which is causing some problems. I had my first MRI showed some arthritis and bone spurs. It's acting back up. I've gotten a second MRI. Now, if it gets to the point where there's an injection involved, the one doctors have said a cortisone. I've heard pros and cons about cortisone. Also, I'd like to know your opinion about hyaluronic, if that's the right way, acid versus a cortisone shot.
Yeah, well, there would be no comparison. I mean, cortisone, if this is what you have injected, it'll make you feel better in 24 hours a lot. And hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, all these joint supplements have really performed poorly in double-blind tests. It's kind of disappointing. A couple little inklings, maybe, but that's not impressive. That's not impressive. Plus, I've never seen a study on discs in any of these substances. I don't think it would relate. We think that these substances might, I mean, the original theory was because your cartilages in your body contain this stuff in it, so we figured, hey, let's give you a lot of it. It's like, you want to get a woman to make breast milk, give her a lot of milk. In a way, you can see it's a little naive from the, you know, physiological point of view, but nevertheless, cartilage, places where cartilage is destroyed, like in osteoarthritis of the knee, which is where, we've done most of the studies trying to find some benefit for these substances, maybe, but a disc is really not cartilage. It's a whole different type of deal. I would not fear cortisone shots. It'd only be given once in a while. And why don't you see if it works? Because if it works, it does tell you. At least you've got a link to inflammation, and you know if you can quiet the inflammation, you're going to feel a lot better. I would not tell you to take cortisone pills every day of your life. That goes through your whole body, and on a chronic basis, cortisone has a lot of side effects. You use it only when you're desperate and you have to treat the patient. For this kind of a thing, it stays locally right where they shoot it up. Somebody really good with good aim is very important, and I'd be curious as to whether it helps or not. I see a lot of people get them. It doesn't help. If it does help a lot, then we're on to something, okay? I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Now, this year, why not take a vacation in your own backyard? Frelin's Casual and Outdoor Furniture can help you do just that. At Frelin's, you'll always find a unique selection of outdoor furniture at the best value for your stretched dollar. But if you don't see exactly what you've been dreaming about in one of their showrooms, let their experienced staff help you custom design your outdoor furniture and take advantage of extra savings right now during their annual special order sale. Get your furniture just the way you want it, and choose from the hottest new styles and fabrics that are sure to enhance your outdoor living area. Order your furniture today and be relaxing in your own private oasis by the time the sun comes out. The sale only happens once a year, so hurry in now for extra discounts on special orders. Frelin's is celebrating their 50th anniversary, serving the Bay Area with locations in San Ramon, San Rafael, and check out their clearance center in Fairfield or visit online at Frelin's.com. Frelin's, why live indoors when we live here?
Never miss a breaking news story. Text NewsDesk to 68255 to subscribe to KGO Radio's breaking news text alerts, or sign up online at KGORadio.com. When major breaking news happens, you'll know about it first on your mobile phone. Whether it's traffic tie-ups, fires, quakes, or political news, you'll know all about the important breaking news as it happens. Text NewsDesk to 68255.
Hey there. there. Need to get away? Think Kissimmee, Florida. It's near Orlando and close to all the theme parks, amazing nature adventures, and great beaches. Click on the ad on your player right now and enter to win a free vacation to Kissimmee or be reimbursed for the Kissimmee vacation you take March 2nd through May 22nd. It's the Freedom to Enjoy sweepstakes. When you visit Kissimmee, you can have your vacation your way. Collect game pieces while you're there for even more ways to win. For details and special free offers, visit KissimmeeFreedom.com. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents of the U.S., Canada, excluding Puerto Rico and Quebec and the United Kingdom. 18 years of age or older, void where prohibited by law.
682.
Update my blog.
Update your what?
It's a blog. It's an online... Never mind.
Whoa, we got a pulse.
Switch to home high-speed internet from AT&T for only $19.95 a month and get access to the nation's largest Wi-Fi network included. That's a two-year guaranteed low price with no term contract. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT or visit att.com/internet. The new AT&T.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise. A promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease, and no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-708-3399. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-708-3399. 800-708-3399.
Your word. 341-REFI. To speak with one of our loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. Check out Fremont Bank's A-Game, where the mortgage application process is simple and decisions are made promptly. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.875% APR, call 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 2-2409, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Dee. How are you, Dee? Dr. Dinadel here.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I lost my health insurance last June, and typically it only goes to the doctor once a year because that's what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And I get a cold about every couple of years, and sometimes it goes into bronchitis. So here's my question for you. If you have no insurance, is it better to pay a GP for a visit or to go to the emergency room in terms of cost?
Mm-hmm. Emergency rooms are expensive. I have an article here I just keep not getting to every day in the monologue about how emergency rooms are going to try to eliminate folks doing what you're implying you might want to do. It's for emergencies. Bronchitis, a cold, is not an emergency. And if we can get non-emergent patients out of emergency rooms, we can make them so much more efficient. But where else do you go, you see? So now they're looking at setting up little urgent care sub units in emergency rooms. So when you come in with a cold and a flu, and there's a person, you know, behind you bleeding to death, we can take care of the true emergencies and, but also take care of you. So it really depends on, you know, when you go to this whole idea of the annual physical, you know, we don't like it. Insurance companies don't like it. Doctors don't like it. The evidence says they do not help, but the public really feels like it would be substandard medicine if you didn't get your annual physical. What you should get are those tests that are reasonable for a person of your gender or your age to get. So you should get a blood pressure check. Women should get their pap smears, you know, those kinds of things, as opposed to the stem to stern workup, which doesn't yield a benefit to, you know, to the patient. So in general, you'll find, I think most general doctors are sympathetic. We wish you did not go to the doctor with bronchitis, because every time you do, you're going to get an antibiotic, and that is inappropriate. We just can't stop doctors from doing it. It's complex because either we're guilty and feel you'll think you were ripped off if I, you know, charge you and then don't do anything for you. So you feel like if I write you an antibiotic prescription, I'm doing things for you. So there's situations where if you stay away from doctors, you might be healthier. And of course, situations where if you stay away from doctors, it could cost you your life. The art of it is to know, you know, is when, is what, you know, when should you see a doctor? And I could answer the question for a person specifically, but in general, it's a hard answer. So, I would say to try and get the tests that are important. I didn't, you know, depending upon your age, if you're supposed to get your mammogram, supposed to get, you know, go out, find them, and you can find good deals on those things to get the tests that you need until you can, you know, get health insurance. And there's ways of cheating. I used to tell people this is not fun, but of course the insurance companies are struggling too, is to go out and apply for health insurance. Right? They'll come to your house and they'll do all the tests. I understand now health insurance, life insurance. Did I say life or health? I meant life insurance. They'll come to your house. They'll take your blood pressure. They'll do your tests. They'll do the whole. They know. You see, the insurance companies know what's important. You notice they don't do a stem to stern physical exam. They do only those tests they know can predict your health prospects. So they'll check you for the basics. I understand nowadays that a lot of life insurance companies charge a fee for the application. I imagine it's still cheaper than getting a workup from your doctor. But your alternatives now, those doors are starting to close. So be smart about it, Dee. I understand the situation you're in, but try and be smart. Let's talk to Jim.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Here's the statistician's questions.
Yeah.
On the alcohol question, how many times do you have five drinks before they're suspicious, and do they adjust it by the body weight of the person?
Nope. It's a real simple. What we're looking for is something that's not going to be 100% accurate, but just give us enough of a hint. In other words, at 80% accurate is good enough for me, and five drinks. In other words, Jim, did you have five drinks at any one time last year?
No.
Okay, me either. I mean, it would make me sick. I don't imagine why I would. But I know, like Heather says, hey, it's your birthday. People buy you drinks. And, of course, there's other things, as you're implying, and correctly so. Over what period of time did you drink those five drinks? And, of course, you need to assume a drink is a drink, and not always is it. And we do, you know, they are equivalent, you know, a beer, a glass of wine of certain volume equals a shot of, you know, 80 proof vodka, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, it's not meant to be all inclusive. And the limit was five for a man and four for a woman. And if you said, this has happened at all last year, then you are automatically shoved into a higher risk group where I guess, and give me a little, you know, a little slack in this, that you got an 80% chance of having an alcohol problem. I guess that's how I would interpret it. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, or TALK. I'm Dr. Dee Nadel.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-214-8494. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-214-8494. 888-214-8494. That's 888-214-8494.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-464-3614. 1-800-464-3614. Toll free. 1-800-464-3614.
Your broadcasters.
Back to the program. Let's talk to Chuck. How can I help you, Chuck?
Good afternoon, Doctor. I've got a question about therapy and whether it's legitimate to be a therapist when the person that is receiving the therapy is several thousand miles away. The situation is a relative of mine was abused, and when she lived in this area, she developed a relationship with a therapist. She has now moved to the East Coast and is still talking to this therapist who is charging her $185 an hour. And I just wonder if that's legitimate.
Well, you know, it's done a lot. I agree with you. It's not ideal. I talk to therapists about this, and they say to me, no, we want the patient there. After all, we can see you and feel you and sense you. I asked that question. You seem a little nervous. What does that, well, you can hide so much on a phone. And yet when it's an ongoing relationship and a person has a connection with a therapist, it could also be equally traumatic to just cut it off. And in this particular case, it sounds like it would be phone only. Now, from the therapist's point of view, it still takes an hour. And so the therapist is probably charging what they would charge for an in-office visit, even though, as I mentioned, I think an in-office, in-person interview with your therapist is more useful. But if a therapist knows the patient well and they've gone over some of those issues that might manifest themselves by seeing the patient, I could meet it halfway. You see all kinds of discussion about this in a grander sense, even with medicine, and how And it's done all the time. You know, a doctor leaves town for a weekend, someone else covers it, and that doctor, this is an issue with online prescribing, that doctor who's covering for your doctor might talk to you and you'll say, oh, I feel this, I'm sick with that. The doctor might prescribe a medicine over the phone for you and they have never seen you. And yet we severely criticize websites that do that. And in a sense, it is unfair. There are certain things that we can prescribe over the phone and feel fairly confident about. Maybe I should indicate that sometimes when I talk to, quote, listeners or patients to this particular program. You know, I try not to get specific, but I can give a, you know, give you a general idea, and I know when it's reasonable for me to stick my neck out. So I understand your concerns. It is done. It is done all the time. I would think it would be best, depending on the patient, to find or help the old therapist find a new therapist where she is, because sooner or later the system can get, you know, I think it can break down. I'm Dr. Dean Adel. Please join me for the next program, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
Tired of...
Hey gang, Kent Emmons here. I know money is tight, but you owe it to your family to have an amazing summer vacation. And now you can in Branson for only $99. That's right, 3 days and two nights in beautiful Branson, Missouri for only $99. You'll get hotel, breakfast, show tickets, and hundreds of dollars in coupon savings all around town. Branson has amusement parks, go-karts, outlet malls, golfing, fishing, boating, and more live shows than Las Vegas and New York combined. It's good, clean family fun. Rated number one vacation spot by BQ Magazine, Branson is America's best kept secret. So be a hero at home and treat your family to the vacation they deserve. Grab a pen and get ready to write down the number, Branson, for $99. So give us a call at 1-866-871-4759. 1-866-871-4759. Toll free, that's 1-866-871-4759. Branson for $99.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or